Okay. Good evening, everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. I wanted to have the learning tonight be in memory of Gertrude Baum, who's the mother of Claire Stern. I just spoke to Claire. She should live and be well. She's over 100 years old. Just spoke to her on my way over here. So let's learn in memory of her mother, Gertrude Baum. I don't think any of us had the privilege of knowing Mrs. Baum, but we're certainly remembering her tonight and davening that her neshama should have an aliyah. The Torah says that when Yaakov was preparing to descend to Egypt, first order of business was to make sure that the infrastructure was in place for the continuity of the Masorah. So the Torah tells us that Yaakov sent his son Yehuda ahead to clear a path. V'es Yehuda shalach lefanav. He sent in front of him El Yosef, to Joseph. Lehoros lefanav Goshna, which literally means to show the way to Goshen. Remember, they were going to live not in the capital city, not in the metropolis, not in the urban area, but in the more pastoral setting of Goshen, which was considered Meitav Haaretz, which was considered the finest part of the land of Egypt, but it was also going to give Yosef's family some cultural insulation, some protection from the Egyptian culture, which would have been very foreign to them, very alien to their values. But the Medrash explains that there's a secondary meaning here. V'es Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef lehoros. Lehoros is from the word hora'a, which literally means Torah rulings, a more hora'a. So Rashi quotes this Medrash and says, l'takein lo beis Talmud, that Yaakov entrusted Yehuda with setting up what we would call today a yeshiva. Obviously, the Torah hadn't been given yet at Har Sinai, but we know that there's a very strong and robust rabbinic tradition going all the way back to Avraham Avinu, that there was such an enterprise as Talmud Torah, even before the Torah was given. Ekev asher shema Avraham bikoli, v'yishmor mishmorti mitzvosai chukosai v'sorosai. The Pasuk says in Parshas Toldos that Avram was involved in the study of Torah. He gave that study over to Yitzchak and Yitzchak to Yaakov, and now Yaakov was preparing the way for the next generation, and he selected his son Yehuda to be the one to establish the yeshiva. V'es Yehuda shalach lefanav al Yosef lehoros lefanav Goshna. I just wanted to make 2 points about this medrash because I think it's very important. Number one is the concept in its own right. In other words, when Jews go somewhere, first and foremost on our minds is, how are we going to be able to perpetuate the Masorah? How will we be able to take care of Jewish education? And it's not unique to this instance in the Chumash. This may be the first instance of it, but you have the same thing in the Gemara and Masachas Gittin, when it becomes clear that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai famously is given 3 requests. So the first one is, Tein li yavne v'chachameha. We have to make sure that there's institutions of Jewish education, institutions of Torah study, and that's why at the forefront of all of our minds is, of course, issues related to tuition and making sure that there is a stable foundation for Jewish education going forward, point number one. Point number two is the selection of Yehuda. Yaakov obviously had many sons to choose from. He actually had 11 sons to choose from besides Yosef, who is going to be responsible for setting up the yeshiva. V'es Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef lehoros lefanav Goshna. What was it about Yehuda? So I think the answer is self-evident, that from that critical moment with Tamar, when Yehuda says tzadka mimeni, and he takes responsibility for his own actions, and then he takes responsibility for Binyamin. Remember what Yehuda says, Anuchi e'ervenu, miyadi tivakshenu. I will be the guarantor. I will be responsible. And then, of course, when he confronts Yosef and he asks for Binyamin's life, Vayigash elav Yehuda, and he says, Yeshev nav decha tachas hanar eved ladoni, v'hanar ya'ali mechav ki eich ele el avi, v'hanar einenu iti. How can I see what will happen to my father? Pener evara asher yimtza esavi. Yehuda is the paragon of responsibility. Responsibility for his own actions, and he takes responsibility for his family. And only somebody with this mentality, only somebody with the mentality of, I have to be responsible, not just for myself, but for my family, only somebody with this mentality and with this attitude should be involved in Jewish education, is to treat everybody's child like his own child and take the responsibility for the continuity and the preservation of the Masorah. And thus the Medrash says, Ve'es Yehuda shalach lefanav al Yosef lehoros lefanav goshna letakin lo beis Talmud. Yehuda's ethic of personal responsibility and taking responsibility for the family is ultimately why he alone was chosen to make sure that there would be the proper infrastructure for Jewish education, even as the Jewish people were about to descend into a foreign and alien environment. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Amar, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael Lefikach.